Hey there, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. You know, a number of years ago, there was a song, a popular song, and it talked about the number one being the loneliest number. Is that true? If you're single, is that true? We're going to talk about singles, two singles, encouraging singles. What is it you struggle with most as a single person? What is it that you most enjoy about being single? And the lines are already jammed. Come on in and join the party here. 888-888-1717.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach and your advocate for the family. We're talking to single parents today, so please call 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we're helping you to be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All righty. Thank you, Kurt. And by the way, not just parents, by the way, single parents, but singles as a single person. Maybe you are single with children, single without children, single by choice, single not by choice. What is it you enjoy? What is God doing as a result and in the midst of being single? And maybe you have a question for me, or maybe you just want to share what struggles you have, because certainly when we talk about marriage, we get struggles too. You know, you talk to married people and they'll say, you know, I wish I could just have at least a day where I'm single, you know? And you talk to single folks and they say, I wish I could be married. And so it cuts both ways, right? And today, talking to singles about being intentional. 888-888-1717 is the telephone number. By the way, I'm going to try to, before we get through this half hour, share for singles today. Oh boy, this sounds negative. Not intended to be. I want to give you some of the 10 reasons not to get married. Okay? And by the way, these are intended to be positive, because I want you to think about yourself and the person, if you're in a relationship in the future and thinking about marriage, 10 reasons or 10 things to really, 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 really think about before you say I do, okay? And I'll have those posted on our highlights page too. One of our top requested intentionals list. 10 reasons not to get married. We'll share some of that with you here coming up. And we'll get to your calls as well. You can come join us. 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I'm 29 and single, and I just wanted to leave a message letting you all know that it is possible for a single person to contribute in the church. Sometimes it feels like, you know, you have to have kids or be married to be involved, but I'm in two Bible studies. I go on mission trips. I help with our sports programs. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that we can get involved. I play an instrument, so I'm in the worship team, and to me, that's one of the biggest things I fight against being single, is thinking that I have nothing to offer, and so I'm very intentional about trying to join just about any kind of group I can, you know, first off to get out there and meet people, but second to serve the Lord and hopefully show some other singles that we can do things and we can make a difference.
Yeah, you can, and you are. Okay, let's go. Callers are jamming up here. Antoinette is in Michigan. Tell me, what's your comment on this, Antoinette?
Well, I'm kind of an expert on this. I'm a 48-year-old single mom of one boy, uh-huh. And I have been celibate and single in the Lord for about 9 years. Mm. Wishing he would change that, and I believe he will when he's ready, but he kind of uses me to testify to other people, so it's kind of an honor at the same time. And the two things I found, same as when I was waiting to have my son, I didn't have him till almost 37, is you learn what you should and shouldn't do by watching people do it. Yeah. There's a lot of successful, happily married couples in my church, and those are the people I watch. Yeah. And I can also see the people who maybe are not making the best choices for their marriage. So it's a time of learning just by observing those who are doing it successfully in the Lord. You can learn so much about what you will and won't do when it's your time. And then, again, I tell people that every day I haven't met my husband is a day that I'm a better wife. Hmm. I'm trying to grow myself to be a better wife while I wait on the Lord's timing for that man. And I don't date for fulfillment. I don't date at all, pretty much. I don't date for company. I have a full life in the Lord, so I'm not lonely and I'm not looking for companionship. I have that in the Lord and in my family and in my church. So I just wait patiently on Him, but I'm kind of an expert at this.
Well, since you've been single here, what you said, 9 years, what are some of the key ingredients that make it work for you? I mean, it sounds like you're anticipating, waiting, as you say, waiting on the Lord, looking maybe to have that kind of relationship that God would have for you, but I'm assuming you're not putting your life on hold as you wait.
No, I'm not at all. Number one, I only believe that because it's something He spoke to me probably 15 years ago. Otherwise, I would wonder if He had a different choice for me. But that part, He gave me to just walk in peace with that and be patient. And it's just, I think people tend to seek married sometimes out of that loneliness. And I think maybe if you can find your fulfillment in what God has right in front of you in the moment. I do a lot of charity work for my church. I homeschool my son. You know, I live as full of life as I would live if I was married. So I'm in no way putting it on hold. So I think that might be the key. I think even subconsciously people put themselves on hold. Waiting.
And I think people do that in a lot of cases, not only singles. Marrieds can do that too, put ourselves on hold, waiting for my spouse to change or waiting for a situation to change or waiting for my kids to grow up or whatever. And I think in life we can sit and wait, and we wait ourselves right out of our lives. Okay, Antoinette, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. God bless you. Let's go to Rose in New Mexico. Rose, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. I just called in because I recently left a church of 7 years, and the reason I did so is because everything in that church revolved around the small group sharing was always for married couples, and even on the Wednesday night church service, the pastor would continually do marriage programs, and his concept of singles was to come to all the marriage stuff, and, you know, I'm 57 years old. I'm happy with my life. If I meet the right person, I'd love it. But you know what? I'm not going to focus my life on something that may or may not happen. I want to enjoy my life as I have it. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the pastor. I tried to talk about getting a small group for singles. It's been a hard year for me. My father died. My mother has Alzheimer's. And I tried to share, but it would be nice to have a little bit of a support group. But that church was closed-minded. Mm-hmm. Actually, every friend I have that went to that church has left it. And I don't know if they even recognize the fact that they don't have any singles at the church anymore.
Well, Rosa,
I'm just calling. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that in talking with the church leaders and church ministries over the years, single ministries is something I think is very difficult for many churches to know how to handle that, and concerned about relationships and understanding how singles are integrated into with couples and so on. But I totally agree, especially in the culture in which we live, I can just look at our phone lines are jammed. We talk singles, our lines get jammed. And so it's a message to all churches and to all ministries and leaders. Hey, listen, we have an opportunity to reach out and embrace those who are single, single moms, single dads, those that are single by choice, single by maybe the death of their spouse or divorce or what have you, an opportunity to really minister. And our place should be a warm, receiving, comforting, encouraging place for people, single or not. Okay, thanks for that reminder, Rose. Appreciate it.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Natasha. Listening to your radio show has really blessed my life. In January, my husband decided that he no longer wanted to be married, and he left me with 3 children, a stay-at-home mom, and a homeschool my kids. But through just living intentionally and knowing that I could trust God no matter what I've gone through, all of the pain, all the tears, all the sorrow that we went through was all worth it. My walk with my Jesus has been more and greater than anything in my life. And I thank you for all the listeners that have shared their testimonies that were similar to mine, because it has strengthened me. And as we grow together in Christ, that I know God has a plan in store for our lives.
Yes, he does. Hey, thanks for sharing. Hey, you guys, when you share on our storyline, We listen to all of them, and many of the comments end up on the air. We'd love to hear yours. 888-888-1717. Up on our website today, when you go to the highlight section right on the homepage there, we've got our list of intentionals of why not to get married. A word to singles, by the way, is this is not intended to be negative because we believe in marriage, but at the same time, not all will be married or all necessarily should be married. But I will tell you this, these are some reasons not to get married if you wrestle with these or the person you're dating has some of these characteristics. I'll give you a few and then the rest of them are available to you on our website. Please don't marry if you're unwilling to put the needs of another person above your own. That is huge. You know, the Bible talks about think not only of your own interest, but also the interest of another. If you're a selfish person or you're dating a selfish person and they're only looking out primarily for their own needs, it's going to be problematic in a marriage. Number two, if you're easily offended, if you carry grudges or unwilling to forgive, don't get married. Marriages don't work when you got every day walking on eggshells seems to be the theme for the day because you're married to a person who's touchy, carries grudges, unwilling to forgive. Number three, if you're an abusive person. Now, I'm thinking, obviously, of physical abuse, but I'm also thinking there are those that can have mental or emotional, verbal. There's other kinds of abusive behavior that can happen in relationships, and you shouldn't get married if that's a problem that you have or the person you're dating has. It's not going to change. Don't just expect it to change after you get married. If you want to see the rest of the list of intentionals, you can check it out at theintentionallife.com. Click the broadcast highlights. Okay, Linda's in Michigan. Hi, Linda.
Good afternoon, Mr. Randy.
How you doing?
Dr. Randy. Fine, thank you.
Good. What's your take on being single?
Well, I view it as enjoyable and also a challenge. I have never been married. I will say, in my late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 68. I've learned a lot from listening to both single and married individuals. My view is, from my life, I have had some involvement with men in the past. I choose to be single, not because I'm disappointed with my earlier life, but also because I enjoy traveling, I enjoy being independent. I have many conversations with both married and single people, and I've learned a lot from listening to them.
Mm. So, being by choice,
mm-hmm.
what's the best part, and what's the greatest challenge that you find being single?
Well, the best part is when I decide I want to or I have to make decisions on things, I, you know, immediately have to take care of things. That can be a challenge, but it's also very rewarding because I've come out on many occasions on top, and I've met a lot of new people by getting involved in new careers and volunteering. My schedule is flexible that way, and I can, you know, immediately do things if I have to without having to find someone to take care of a child or an ill parent, whatever. I guess I really don't look at the downside mm-hmm. of being single that much in any area.
Well, you know, the Bible talks about being content in the state in which we are, you know. Okay, appreciate that. Lifetime single, choice by choice. Appreciate your call, Linda. We've got the hard side waiting too, June and Eddie both calling, struggling, being single. We'll get to those calls in just a couple of minutes. Come join us today, singles. We'd love to hear from you. The lines have been busy. 888-888-1717.
You can still call 1-888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parrot Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I kind of just really lived with a constant desire to be in a relationship. I was just unhappy, and I just realized that I wasn't getting what I could out of my life.
Liz's intentional one thing was to focus on what she already had rather than what she was wanting. And it gave her renewed energy and freedom.
So I decided to use the energy that I was putting into worrying about whether that guy was the one that I was going to be in a relationship with or things like that, and just to invest in the people I already had in my life. I feel like this weight has just been lifted off me. Like, I don't feel like I have to look for it. When you fix your eyes on God, everything else just kind of falls into where it's supposed to be. If you're fixing your eyes on a relationship, your eyes can't be on Jesus.
One thing you can do to live intentionally is to focus on what you already have rather than what you want. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to find purpose and peace and start living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Hello?
Hey, I'm really sorry about this morning.
It's already forgotten. And I'm sorry, too. As soon as I opened my email today, I was sorry.
The Intentional Devotion?
You read it, too?
I saw it first thing, and I knew I had to call and clear this up. Hey, we're on this journey together, right?
Find victory in the areas of your life that matter most with powerful stories and words of inspiration in the Intentional Devotion in your email every day. Sign up at theintentionallife.com.
An intentional life in Christ can make all the difference.
After almost 3 years of offering relevant biblical advice on the radio, Dr. Randy Carlson has become a trusted voice in so many homes. Ideas on parenting, marriage, finance, and anything else life has in store. And now, you can access that helpful information in the palm of your hand when you download the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Audio and video clips on all sorts of subjects. Access to the daily radio program. You can even interact with others on the Intentional Living blog. Visit your app store and download it today. From the Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Want to be more intentional about your faith, finances, or health? Then join the Intentional One Thing Challenge at theintentionallife.com. Dr. Randy?
All right, let's go. Let me see here. I'm supposed to go to Eddie here. Eddie's next in New Mexico. Welcome, Eddie.
How you doing, Randy?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your comment on being single?
Well, I'm single, not by choice. My wife died 7 years ago, and I respect the opinion of the ladies that I call. I guess we have two different perspectives, you know, the female and the male. And in my case, it's... I have struggled because I do miss my wife. And the Bible says that it's not good for the man to be alone. So I'm asking God to open the doors and probably send somebody, because the life of a single man is very difficult. Even though I was involved, I'm still involved in church. It is very difficult to be living out by yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was saying earlier, before we came on the air, I wonder if it's more difficult for men to be single than women. Now, I don't know. I think there's probably some research, but your perspective is you think it is.
I believe so. I'm a living man. I'm not dead, and so it makes it so difficult to go to church, to go to any activity without thinking it would be nice if I could have somebody with me, or to go out with, or somebody to come to at home and pray with. And worship God with. It is a difficult, especially because I was married for 22 years, 5 months until my wife passed away. And the callers before, they have learned to see the ups and downs in marriage. Mm-hmm. Well, every marriage goes through that, but in my case, I prefer to have that than being by myself.
Mm. Well, I appreciate your call, Eddie. I think you speak for a lot of men and women. Clearly, if you're single and it's not by choice and you're single and don't want to be, I think a couple of things are really important. You got to be intentional. Talk about being intentional. One is don't put your life on hold waiting for something to happen. Don't just say, well, my life will be okay once I have a relationship or once I get married or once I connect with someone else. Don't put your life on hold. In fact, the best people who are, I think, greatest prospects for marriage are people who have a clear vision. They know what their purpose is. They're moving with their lives and frankly don't, quote, have to be married or have to have a relationship to be okay. One of the things I just mentioned, we don't want neediness in terms of I have to have a relationship to be an okay human being. If you're unwilling to put the needs of another person before your own, then that's not a good place to be in. And I hear you, Eddie, saying, hey, that's a desire of my heart. And I think we leave that just as the Bible says, we delight ourselves in him knowing that he knows and is aware and cares for the desires of our heart. But don't put your life on hold. Okay, appreciate that, Eddie. Let me go here to June. June's on the line. Hey, June, welcome to the program.
Hi. My story is kind of similar and kind of different because the thing that made me call in was when I heard, oh, what's great about being single, and I lost my husband in May of last year, and I know some people that are in that same category. With kids, I have one son, and I know a person I talk to quite a bit that has three sons. And so we need help, but I'm not thinking in the neediness of a husband necessarily, but we need help with maintenance. We need help if it was traumatic for our kids. We just need help a lot of different directions.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss. June, how do you handle those needs, those practical things? What is it that you do?
Well, you ask, and then you don't always get. So church was helping for a while, but then it you have to have such amount of patience sometimes to get to the destination.
So when you have a need, a practical thing, like something in the house or something with the kids, do you feel okay or comfortable with asking, and who do you ask?
Yeah, like I've asked at church before, but then sometimes it will be a strand that starts, like in home maintenance, and then it just kind of drops off for a month or two. So then it's the perseverance also that's needed. So when you're on the seeking path, that you get to the, whether it be, you know, for people to help you home maintenance or you know, like Eddie mentioned, praying or whatever, it seems like it takes a lot of pursuing. And sometimes you just want it to come instead of pursuing.
Yeah, I hear you. And I think it's a good reminder to churches that one of the opportunities we have is to reach out to singles in the congregation and have that kind of help and encouragement, practical things of maintenance. One of the things we've done with our own radio network is we have what we have called Servant Saturdays, where we invite the public to come and help people. Sometimes it's going to someone's home and cleaning their yard or something in the community. But one of our station areas has been pretty active over the years in having some of the men who are mechanical, who repair cars and so on, have a Servant Saturday where single moms can come in or single women that can come in and get their cars worked on. You know, the simple things of changing oil or checking the plugs or just verifying what they've been hearing about a repair. Is that actually a problem? So I think churches, we have an opportunity, pastors, men in churches to put together an opportunity to reach out and help singles who have a need. It's very practical. Thanks for that reminder, June. Appreciate it. You know what? We'd love to have your comments along the line. Maybe you're doing something we could find helpful for others to share as well. Okay. Hey, let me get Donna on the line. I think we've got time here. Donna, go ahead from Michigan.
Hi. I've been single all my life. I've never been married. Uh-huh. And I have to say, I really don't even want to be married. And I live a very full life.
And what is the, what's, when you're positive about it, what is it, some of the positive aspects of being single for you in your life?
I've been able to take vacations when I want and go visit family and help them. I had a special relationship with my grandma, and so I could run down there when she wasn't doing well, which was like 10 hours away. And I've been able to really get involved in certain organizations and help them. And also, when God had me move across the country, I was able to pick up and move.
Mm. Right. You know, there are people listening and see that, wow, there's an advantage. What's interesting, thank you for your call, by the way, Donna. What's interesting, during this short half hour, the number of calls that we've been getting through on the air, it's different stories. Some sad, hurting, others joyful. But it's a decision, isn't it? We make a decision where we are. If we're single or we're married, we're young or we're old, we're healthy or not healthy. Every day to make a decision. I choose today to be intentional, to give glory to God in this moment, in the state that I'm in today, to give Him the glory. That is an intentional life. If you have a relationship with someone you love who's emotionally weak, focus on solutions and not problems. Very easy to focus on what's wrong. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with our finances? What's wrong with our parents? What's wrong with ourselves? One of the big issues that happens with parents is, and I've seen this, you get a permissive parent and then you get a very authoritarian parent. It's like a teeter-totter. One will try to offset the other. We see this in parenting, where one parent saying, my husband is so authoritarian, so in the face of our kids, the other one will slide to the other extreme to be more permissive, thinking they're gonna balance it out, as opposed to sitting down and talking about not you're wrong, but talking about what kind of kids do we want to raise? How can we come to some agreement on one thing that we can agree to intentionally to help us in our parenting? That's an excerpt from this month's monthly teaching on self-leadership, living intentionally, growing in your life, from Intentional Living, for all of our monthly members, on the topic of loving an emotionally weak person. Very solution-focused message. You know, as we wrap up the program today, we've been talking about intentional singles. No matter if you're single or married, young or old, we're going to stand before Christ someday as an individual. Not as a family, not as a church or as a community, but as a person. And I challenge you today to be single in terms of your singular thought of having a relationship that's growing and developing in Jesus Christ. That's what this ministry is about. That's why we are on the air. I want to thank those of you that are standing with us in financial support. And you've been hearing the reports on where we are with the match, a dollar-for-dollar match up to $100,000. I don't have the total yet today, it'd still be included, but I'll tell you, we're getting very close to the end, and we want you to be a part of it as your gift to the ministry is being matched for the ministry, dollar for dollar, up to $100,000. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. What to do with a passive-aggressive person in your life, and also the topic, help, I married the wrong person, a couple topics coming up very soon here from the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. See you next time. In the meantime, be sure to stay intentional.